This is the reading for March 13. Psalm 72. God, give the king your good judgment and the king's son your goodness. Help him judge your people fairly and decide what is right for the poor. Let there be peace on the mountains and goodness on the hills for the people. Help him to be fair to the poor and save the needy and punish those who hurt them. May they respect you as long as the sun shines and as long as the moon glows. Let him be like rain on the grass, like showers that water the earth. Let goodness be plentiful while he lives. Let peace continue as long as there is a moon. Let his kingdom go from sea to sea, from the Euphrates River to the ends of the earth. Let the people of the desert bow down to him and make his enemies lick the dust. Let the kings of Tarshish and the faraway lands bring him gifts. Let the kings of Sheba and Seba bring their presents to him. Let all kings bow down to him and all nations serve him. He will help the poor when they cry out and will save the needy when no one else will help. He will be kind to the weak and poor, and he will save their lives. He will save them from cruel people who try to hurt them because their lives are precious to him. Long live the king. Let him receive gold from Sheba. Let people always pray for him and bless him all day long. Let the fields grow plenty of grain and the hills be covered with crops. Let the land be as fertile as Lebanon, and let the cities grow like the grass in a field. Let the king be famous forever. Let him be remembered as long as the sun shines. Let the nations be blessed because of him, and may they all bless him. Praise the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone does such miracles. Praise his glorious name forever. Let his glory fill the whole world. Amen and amen. Numbers chapter 25. While the people of Israel were still camped at Acacia, the men began sinning sexually with Moabite women. The women invited them to their sacrifices to their gods, and the Israelites ate food there and worshipped these gods. So the Israelites began to worship Baal of Peor, and the Lord was very angry with them. The Lord said to Moses, "Get all the leaders of the people and kill them in open daylight in the presence of the Lord. Then the Lord will not be angry with the people of Israel." So Moses said to Israel's judges, "Each of you must put to death your people who have become worshippers of Baal of Peor." Moses and the Israelites were gathered at the entrance to the meeting tent, crying there. Then an Israelite man brought a Midianite woman to his brothers in plain sight of Moses and all the people. Phinehas, son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, saw this. So he left the meeting and got his spear. He followed the Israelite into his tent and drove his spear through both the Israelite man and the Midianite woman. Then the terrible sickness among the Israelites stopped. The sickness had killed 24,000 people. The Lord said to Moses, "Phinehas, son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, has saved the Israelites from my anger. He hates sin as much as I do. Since he tried to save my honor among them, I will not kill them. So tell Phinehas that I am making my peace agreement with him. He and his descendants will always be priests because he had great concern for the honor of his God. He removed the sins of the Israelites so they would belong to God." The Israelite man who was killed with a Midianite woman was named Zimri, son of Salu. He was the leader of a family in the tribe of Simeon. And the name of the Midianite woman who was put to death was Cozbi, daughter of Zur, who was the chief of a Midianite family. The Lord said to Moses, "The Midianites are your enemies, and you should kill them. They have already made you their enemies because they tricked you at Peor, and because of their sister Cozbi, the daughter of a Midianite leader. She was the woman who was killed when the sickness came because the people sinned at Peor." Numbers chapter 26. After the great sickness, the Lord said to Moses and Eleazar, son of Aaron the priest, "Count all the people of Israel by families. Count all the men who are 20 years old or older who will serve in the army of Israel." Moses and Eleazar the priest spoke to the people on the plains of Moab near the Jordan River across from Jericho. They said, "Count the men 20 years old or older as the Lord commanded Moses. Here are the Israelites who came out of Egypt." The tribe of Reuben, the first son born to Israel, was counted. From Hanok came the Hanokite family group. From Palu came the Paluite family group. From Hezron came the Hezronite family group. From Carmi came the Carmite family group. These were the family groups of Reuben, and the total number of men was 43,730. The son of Pelu was Eliab, and Eliab's sons were Nemuel, Dathan, and Abiram. Dathan and Abiram were the leaders who turned against Moses and Aaron and followed Korah when he turned against the Lord. The Lord earth opened up and swallowed them and Korah. They died at the same time the fire burned up the 250 men. This was a warning, but the children of Korah did not die. These were the family groups in the tribe of Simeon. From Nemuel came the Nemuelite family group. From Jamin came the Jaminite family group. From Jacob came the Jacobite family group. From Zerah came the Zerahite family group. From Shaul came the Shaulite family group. These were the family groups of Simeon, and the total number of men was 22,200. These were the family groups in the tribe of Gad. From Zephon came the Zephonite family group. From Haggai came the Haggite family groups. From Shuni came the Shunite family groups. From Ozni came the Oznite family groups. From Eri came the Erite family groups. From Arodi came the Arodite family group. From Areli came the Arelite family groups. These were the family groups of Gad, and the total number of men was 40,500. Two of Judah's sons, and Onan, died in Canaan. These were the family groups in the tribe of Judah. From Shelah came the Shelonite family group. From Perez came the Perizzite family group. From Zerah came the Zerahite family group. These were the family groups from Perez. From Hezron came the Hezronite family group. From Hamel came the Hamelite family group. These were the family groups of Judah, and the total number of men was 76,500. These were the family groups in the tribe of Issachar. From Tola came the Tolaite family group. From Puah came the Puahite family group. From Jashub came the Jushabite family group. From Shimron came the Shimronite family group. These were the family groups of Issachar, and the total number of men was 64,300. These were the family groups in the tribe of Zebulun. From Sered came the Seredite family group. From Elon came the Elonite family group. From Jaleel came the Jaleelite family group. These were the family groups of Zebulun, and the total number of men was 60,500. These were the family groups of Joseph through Manasseh and Ephraim. These were the family groups of Manasseh. From Machir came the Machirite family group. Machir was the father of Gilead. From Gilead came the Gileadite family group. These were the family groups that came from Gilead. From Eazer came the Eazerite family group. From Helek came the Helekite family group. From Azrael came the Azraelite family group. From Shechem came the Shechemite family group. From Shemida came the Shemidite family group. From Hefer came the Heferite family group. Zelophehad, son of Hefer, had no sons. He had only daughters, and their names were Mahlah, Noah, Hoglah, Milcah, and Tirzah. These were the family groups of Manasseh, and the total number of men was 52,700. These were the family groups in the tribe of Ephraim. From Shuthelah came the Shuthelahite group. From Beker came the Bekerite family group. From Tahan came the Tahanite family group. This was the family group from Shuthelah. From Aaron came the Aaronite family group. These were the family groups of Ephraim, and the total number of men was 32,500. These are the family groups that came from Joseph. These were the family groups in the tribe of Benjamin. From Bela came the Belite family group. From Ashbel came the Ashbelite family group. From Ahiram came the Ahiramite family group. From Shupham came the Shuphamite family group. From Hupham came the Huphamite family group. These were the family groups from Bela through Ard and Naaman. From Ard came the Ardite family group. From Naaman came the Naamite family group. These were the family groups of Benjamin, and the total number of men was 45,600. This was the family group in the tribe of Dan. From Shuham came the Shuhamite family group. That was the family of Dan, and the total number of men in the Shuhamite family group of Dan was 64,400. These were the family groups in the tribe of Asher. From Imnah came the Imnite family group. From Ishvi came the Ishvite family group. From Beriah came the Berite family group. These were the family groups that came from Beriah. From Heber came the Heberite family group. From Malchiel came the Amalekite family group. Asher also had a daughter named Sarah. These were the family groups of Asher, and the total number of men was 53,400. These were the family groups in the tribe of Naphtali. From Jahzeel came the Jahzeelite family group. From Guni came the Gunite family group. From Jezer came the Jezerite family group. From Shillem came the Shillemite family group. These were the family groups of Naphtali, and the total number of men was 45,400. So the total number of the men of Israel was 601,730. The Lord said to Moses, "Divide the land among these people by the number of names. A large tribe will get more land, and a small tribe will get less land. The amount of land each tribe gets will depend on the number of its people. Divide the land by drawing lots, and the land each tribe gets will be named for that tribe. Divide the land between large and small groups by drawing lots." The tribe of Levi was also counted. These were the family groups of Levi. From Gershon came the Gershonite family groups. From Kohath came the Kohathite family group. From Merari came the Merarite family group. These also were Levite family groups. The Libnite family group, the Hebronite family group, the Mahlite family group, the Mushite family group, and the Horahite family group. Kohath was the ancestor of Amram, whose wife was named Jochebed. She was from the tribe of Levi, and she was born in Egypt. She and Amram had two sons, Aaron and Moses, and their sister Miriam. Aaron was the father of Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. But Nadab and Abihu died because they made an offering before the Lord with the wrong kind of fire. The total number of male Levites 1 month old or older was 23,000. But these men were not counted with the other Israelites because they were not given any of the land among the other Israelites. Moses and Eleazar the priest counted all these people. They counted the Israelites on the plains of Moab across the Jordan River from Jericho. Moses and Aaron the priest had counted the Israelites in the desert of Sinai. But no one Moses counted on the plains of Moab was in the first counting. The Lord had told the Israelites they would all die in the desert, and the only two left were Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, son of Nun.